This is the Chord Buddy Podcast with Chord Buddy inventor Travis Perry. Learn to play the guitar immediately with Chord Buddy. Find out more at chordbuddy.com, chordbuddy.com. And now, the Chord Buddy Podcast.
Okay, it's the Chord Buddy Podcast. Chord Buddy, the world's best, easiest way to learn to play guitar. You can play guitar right now with Chord Buddy.
And the fastest podcast in the world. Everyone, here we go. May y'all in the shirt.
Be kind to someone.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Well, it's Thursday. A couple of things to talk about. Not a whole lot on food this week. Last night was my Roman night.
We got to talk about last night. Yeah, go ahead.
You were being a Roman or you were roaming?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's hear it.
Your quest is my desire.
Yes.
Why did you do all that?
Why'd
you do all that?
I just like to roam and see people and friends and comrades.
She made the rounds last night?
I can make the rounds when I don't have any kids with me.
Right.
So I can go see the people I want to see.
Feel free.
I feel free.
Yeah.
So here's my feel free.
Okay.
Started off, took Ely and Goodson. No, just Goodson. Because Ely, you know what? No, I did take Ely. Took Ely to the spa to meet up with Kingston. And then they were going to church last night. So right. I went to the Outback and had a bowl of soup.
Right.
Bald. Mm-hmm. And then I said, you know what? I was walking out the door, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? Oh, shout out to Ernie's food truck who was out Outback last night. Ernie, not the truck.
Okay. I was about to say, why is there Ernie's food truck outside of Outback?
And then set up in the parking lot. Okay.
Ernie's has got it going. I like Ernie. And I like Ernie's. I like his truck, and I like the guy. I think he's top chef.
Good deal.
So I leave there, and I go to the new, I don't know if it's new, but it's a Mexican restaurant.
No, you went to Hooligans.
No, the Mexican restaurant.
You said you went to Hooligans.
I know, I'm just picking on you.
Oh.
So there's a Mexican restaurant beside Hooligans called Tart to the T.
Quiero Mi.
Oh, I didn't know there was one there.
I haven't eaten there, and I didn't eat there last night.
Everyone says it's really good.
Well, they have crab legs there.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, their advertisement is Mexican crab legs.
Wow.
I don't know what the difference about it, but I bet they're walking across that Rio Grande.
I bet they
the little things on their feet.
Bet they are the daughters of a ranchero.
Ching, 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 ching. Yeah. You know, the things that the girls used to dance around like that on their fingers?
Oh, yeah.
I can just see those snow caps just dancing across the Rio Grande.
Little miniature finger symbols?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you see them just dancing across there?
Mexican crab
legs? Are they rancheros?
And so I went in, and it's not a very big place, and it looked nice. And I said, "Oh, this is nice looking." And I said, "Hey, I'm going to sit at the bar." She said, "Absolutely, sir." So I went over there, and it's a two seater.
The bar is a two seater.
I said, "Whoa, it's a little bitty bar." And she says, "Yeah." I said, "Boy, it's going to be a nice one when it grows up one day." And she laughs. Yeah, I mean, they don't understand anything I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I stood there a minute. I go, I'll come some other time. Because there's two guys wanting to sit there. They were just looking at me. I'm looking at them. They're looking at me. It's two of them, one of me. And I said, hey, guys, y'all can have it. So I left there. No crab legs.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see anybody when you were leaving?
I called JR on the phone.
Oh, okay.
You're saying you did not get crab legs there?
Didn't even eat there.
Nothing there. Okay.
So all I've got in my tummy so far is a cup of balls.
Okay.
I thought you called me and told me you saw somebody when you were leaving.
Who did I say I saw?
The owner of Old Bill.
Oh, yeah, Bill Slavens. He was in there. I walked by and I said, I'll take a dozen grilled shrimp to go. And he looked up. He said, you can have them. Bill Slavens from the Old Mill. Love the Old Mill. And I reminded him, I said, a feed came up when we brought Cy to your restaurant. He goes, he said, one of my favorite nights ever in the restaurant.
Wow.
Uncle Cy was there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, I did see Bill Slavin as we were leaving. Good tennis player, too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So left there, went by the club.
I was
going to eat something there, but they had some event starting soon, so I walked on them. Left there and went to Cowboys.
What?
Went by Cowboys.
Yeah.
Stopped, went in.
Went in.
FaceTimed me, called me and FaceTimed me in front of the Ride 'em Cowboy sign.
Right.
He was just like this. Went in front of the Cowboy sign. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, went in and talked. Oh, went by Hunt's. Hold it. Left the right. club, went by Hunt's.
Yeah.
And I went in and the parking lot was pretty full. And I said, this probably won't work out. Went in, not a soul at the bar.
Yeah.
Not a soul.
At Hunt's?
At Hunt's. I went, what?
Yeah.
And I went in there. I flopped down. 20 minutes later, I got up, walked out.
Okay. Did you order anything?
No. They were just short staffed last night. And that happens. I mean, with Hunt's, they're busy all the time. And I wasn't starving. Since I had left the Mexican place and didn't get crab legs, I thought I'd ease on.
Yeah. So what happened to Cowboys?
So I was just headed to watch some of the tournament last night at the spa. Wednesday night they have a good tournament, which I want to start playing now, Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll stop in Cowboys. They don't have bands on Wednesday nights at Cowboys anymore.
Seriously?
Do not.
They have the famous quarter beer and whatnot?
It's on Thursday now. They've moved it to Thursday. Quarter beer or whatever the special is on Thursday, and they have poker on Wednesday now.
Didn't realize that.
I went in and watched a game for probably, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, a little Texas Hold'em game.
Yeah.
So.
What kind of crowd for that?
It was nobody. I mean, it was just the players.
Did you see Ron?
I did. I talked to Ron a while. They're putting a new roof on the building.
Mm. Wow.
And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, we got hit pretty hard when that tornado come through. And he said, so insurance said, just put a new one on it. And
wow, because that's a big metal roof.
Surely he didn't say this. I think he said $200,000 to replace it.
Wow, I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, I don't know. That sounded like that's what he said.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but anyway, so went by. I had been in Cowboys, and I can't tell you. Probably when I took you in there to underage to see T. Graham Brown.
Yep.
Brady in there.
Yeah.
To meet T. when he was playing. Let's see. Went on down to the club, the spa club.
Yeah.
And they had the tournament last night, and I just hung around, watched a little.
What is the deal with the tournament? Is that an open invitation or what? What is it?
It's on their top tracer.
Oh, okay.
So it's not on the grass. It's on the simulation machines. So on Wednesday night, you take your own team, and it's a scramble with four players.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then Thursday night, you just show up, and you're put on a team.
Right.
So,
do those correlate? Those days correlate at all, or if you can come one and not come the other? Or?
Yeah, you don't have to do both. Yeah. So, Dave, stood there a little bit, went home, and then watched the news. So last night was pretty chill.
So what did you eat?
Well, I had. They gave me a huge bowl of soup. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a foot tub.
Back in the Outback.
Yeah. And so I had
3 hours ago.
Yeah, right.
So they gave me a big soup to go bowl. So I ate on it when I got home.
Okay. He was eating on it as he was driving.
Right. Okay.
I did eat some of it.
Eating and driving.
It was good. I was drinking it. I'd soup bowl.
You're disgusting. Yeah. That's
so anyway, the Cord Buddy. Well, no, let's talk about Andrew.
He's supposed to be here.
First, hey to Carla. Saw her Monday down at the spa. Listen to the podcast every week.
Nice.
Great listener. And love everybody. She works at Hunt's. Love everybody at Hunt's, even though didn't get to eat there last night. But you know what? It'll be there when the next time I go.
You bet it will.
You get that going right. It will. So, Andrew, the colonel, just got back from Amelia Island, where he boasts the best shrimp and grits of his life.
Wow.
Oh, I already told you. I told you all about it.
No.
Oh, well, that was it.
but he was supposed to show up and be on the podcast today, but he chickened out.
Yep.
Oh.
But he will be here one day, and he will talk about the shrimp and grits from Amelia Island. You can, Dave.
Me?
Uh-huh.
I stayed at the...
you mean Amelia Island.
Yeah, Amelia Island. Stayed at the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, Oh,
yeah, the Ritz-Carlton. The Ritz-Carlton. Yeah. Yes. Yes, it was very nice.
What were you doing over there?
Yeah, what
it
were
was.
I wonder that someone like the caliber of you.
I know. It's been a number of years ago. They flew us into Jacksonville, and then...
You must have been into biz. Right?
Yes, yes. It was a business-related thing. There was somebody showcased, and I forget who the artist was, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, they say, hey, we'll fly everybody in to see this new artist and get you to like the person, have them come around and meet everybody.
So
and
that,
then
that's payola. Yeah. That's payola,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
A little legal in it, Dave.
Yeah, and I never got enough.
Play to pay or what was that?
Yeah, all that, yeah.
I mean, when you got in it, though, that was a real deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, it could be. Didn't want to reveal too much.
How many motorcycles did you get?
None. No, I there was very little of that in a market this size.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's some of that, but not much. Mm-hmm. So, I got a really nice pair of sunglasses one time, some Ray-Bans.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. So, okay. You know, hey, while we're shopping, okay. So anyway,
yeah,
yeah. There's a little bit of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that top is coming to. Rain.
I am ecstatic.
What is
Zach Top? He's an up and coming artist. If y'all
Zach
haven't,
Top.
He showed him to me. He introduced me to him, and I've liked him.
What does Zach do?
Google him. Go to YouTube. Check him out. Yep. He incredible guitar player and singer.
He's coming where?
To the Rain in Dothan.
Okay,
Rain.
Right.
And so Brady was one of the first to get tickets, and I'm trying to pull some strings and get. A meet and greet with him for
yeah, hang out.
How is he? What's his notary? What's his?
I saw a YouTube, a Facebook reel of him,
and sitting on it was a lawnmower him playing
sitting
a guitar.
On a lawnmower playing his guitar.
Is he country?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And he's good. Hey, and today it's hard to impress me. I'll be honest.
Correct. Yeah.
I don't get impressed by artists at all.
Hardly. Have you heard him on the radio?
I haven't.
No, I don't.
How did you discover him?
Facebook.
On the Facebook. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
And anyway, he's coming to Dothan. So J.R. Schumann, which we both know, he was XM for years. Oh, let me tell you what J.R.'s doing. Golly.
Time for the J.R. update.
I mean, don't let you. J.R., if you're listening, he probably is. Brady's not laughing at you. I don't even know what you're laughing at. Oh, I do know what you're laughing at. And so JR worked for XM for years.
Yeah.
You know, he was the dude at Country XM.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't get on XM unless it went through JR Human.
Yeah.
So he left XM in 2022, and he went to Warner Brothers, where he was heading up a new label, and of which he told me they pulled the funding before the doors even opened.
Ah.
So he's now in artist management, where he manages something dolls.
Nicotine Dolls.
Oh.
I like them.
They're a pop group and a new up-and-coming sort of Tex-Mex. What do they call it? Country Tex-Mex stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Female artist.
Yeah.
And he also, this is cool, manages the...
What's her name? The Van...
Van something wrestling family. The Van Elks.
Yeah, something like that.
Van Erks.
Really?
Van Erks.
Oh, not familiar.
Family of wrestlers.
Wrestlers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, you know, like trapeze artists would be families.
Yeah.
They go back generations.
Sure.
These family goes back as wrestlers for generations.
Okay, but is he also managing Zach Top?
No, but
okay.
I just reached out to him because he knows everybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And he said, I don't know him personally, but I do know people that do know him, and he says, I think I can make it happen. So we'll see.
All right.
If not, then you ain't Jack.
Right.
You ain't Jack. You ain't Jack. What's his name? JR. You ain't Jack, JR.
Yeah.
JR Schumann. Good. In fact, I called JR last night. He's had a rough time. He was really good friends with Jimmy Buffett.
Mm.
And I went to, when I say dozens, I don't know how many concerts he's been to.
Buffett concerts?
Because Buffett's band leader, whose name is eluding me right now, redheaded, plays guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Google who that is real quick.
All right.
Anyway, he's real good friends with him, who I'm friends with him too.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, so he died, you know, and then Irv Woolsey,
the band leader,
no, Jimmy Buffett.
What? I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
I was about to say what?
It'd be like when I walk through Walmart and I go, somebody said that Michael Jackson's taken ill, and then this sweet black lady says, "Excuse me, sir, the king is dead. The king is dead."
That's not true. That whole story you always told us.
It was me and John Corbin taking the boat to going camping at Lake Eufaula. And we stopped in to get something at the north side. That was a Kmart then. Remember that?
Yes.
Kmart. Yeah. Now it's a
Rural King.
And that's where that happened. Oh, yeah, I was in line. Yeah. In fact, it was a magazine, what it was. They had a picture of Michael Jackson on it after he died like 3 months.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, secrets of the Michael. And I said, I pointed at it. I said, I said, Michael Jackson just has taken ill.
Yeah.
And the lady behind me said, the king is dead.
So, yeah.
Anywho, can't think of his name right now. Golly, you'll know him. Google it for me while I'm talking.
What do I Google? I don't know what to Google. Redheaded.
Jimmy Buffett's band leader. That's all you got to do. Jimmy Buffett's band leader. Anyway. And then,
who is Jimmy Buffett's band leader? Leader of the Coral Reefer Band.
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh. Ralph
Michael
McDonald.
Edward Utley.
Who?
Michael Edward Utley.
Nope.
Ralph McDonald.
Nope.
Okay.
Michael Edward
McAnally.
Mac McAnally.
Singer, songwriter of a lot of things.
Yeah, Mac McAnally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
You would have thought he would have had a career of his own.
And he does, but not
right.
to the.
Yeah, okay.
It's 15 till 10.
It's quarter till 10. Yeah.
Brady's got to go pick up
Central
Ely
Standard
to
Time.
Go watch. Play golf.
Kingston. Yeah.
Man, I'm watching Survivor this season. It's good.
Yeah.
I like
it. I don't like it. They changed all the rules. You know, they changed.
Yes,
the
I didn't know that.
I used to check every episode. I used to be with every episode.
What rules changed?
Dire Survivor watcher.
What rules changed?
All of them. Literally all of them.
I used to think Jeff Probst was the greatest MC host of any show. He's woke now.
Really?
It just doesn't. It's just not. It is not the same.
The little testimonies at the end when you're
done watching it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the same.
Okay. Anyway, and then talk back to my friend JR. Then Irv Woolsey, who was George Strait's manager, owned Losers, Winners, a bunch of nightclubs, and owns a lot of Nashville property. He died about a month ago.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
He was big friends with him, so I just called him, told him I'd been thinking about him, and had him on my mind. So
yeah.
But to Cord Buddy, we have a new bookkeeper. You know, I've struggled with that for the past since October.
Yes.
Are you going to get... Okay, everybody at
peace
home,
and love,
say,
Brady.
Say bye, Brady. Bye, Brady.
Sing that little song you sing on the way out. Never mind.
So what was I saying? What was I saying, Dave? I was saying something about something.
Before she left.
Yeah, what was it?
It was a bookkeeper.
Yeah, so just briefly, I lost my bookkeeper of many years back in November.
Yeah.
And then hired another one, and I checked all the boxes. Really liked her a lot, still like her. But she just had a little rough patch and had a lot of personal things going on. So we hired another one today. Yesterday was her first day of coming in just to see what she's got to deal with.
All right. Now, I thought you had a company that was handling everything.
Right. But they sent this girl over.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But but she will be our bookkeeper.
Okay.
Even though she works for a pretty large local accounting company, but she will be the ones that will come here.
Gotcha.
And then, so she took all the bank statements, all the unpaid bills, everything she needed to take, took that home with her so she can get all that done, and she'll be back first of next week.
All right. Is she going to work from home or a little of both?
A little of both, but will eventually not come here.
Okay.
So probably after a month, she will not come here anymore.
Yeah.
She will teach us to do what we need to do, and then we will finally allow her access to remotely log in.
Right, so, right.
Then she won't. Then she can just log in, do what she needs to do.
Yeah.
Because okay. I'll have all the bills sent to her email, so she yeah. can handle everything. And
gotcha.
I can do what I do best, Dave, and that is sell Cord Buddies and make the world yeah. a better place by doing it.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you know where to get us, Dave. You know where to find us.
Where do you get it? Cord Buddy you on know where, Cottonwood Road?
You know where we are. You know our social.
All that kind of stuff? Yeah, I don't. Facebook. I just don't remember any of that. Oh. Mm-hmm. You want me to say it?
I wish you would.
You can find us on CordBuddy.com, TheCordBuddy.com, members of TheBand.com, on the Facebook. You can find The Cord Buddy. You can also find us striking a chord.
You can.
On the Facebook. You can. Yeah.
That is a very good group.
It is. Yeah.
I don't have a lot to do in that group. On purpose, because
it sort of serves itself.
Yeah, it's
our, people. It's people. It's helping people. Let's write a jingle.
Let's do it, Dave.
No, I think that's cool. How it really helps itself.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that whole
the
group.
The more I stay out of it, the better it is, because it's people sharing.
Other people can find an answer that other folks are looking for. That's really cool.
Well, Dave. Share the word with everybody, our podcast friends and neighbors out there, and let's grow this podcast even bigger. And until next time, be kind to someone.
To contact Cord Buddy or stay in touch, look for us on Facebook at The Cord Buddy and find our Facebook group. It's called Striking a Chord. Find tons of information and all of our products online at CordBuddy.com. That's CHORDBuddy.com. Also TheCordBuddy.com and MembersOfTheBand.com. Listen next time for the Cord Buddy Podcast with Travis Perry. The Cord Buddy Podcast is available on over 30 popular podcast platforms. Find out more at CordBuddy.com or Facebook or Instagram at The Cord Buddy.